Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live. It's the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. If you'd like to join us by phone, the telephone number is area code 603, then 283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Mushmouth Mike.
And Tyler.
And we have a whole bunch of fun stuff to talk about today. I don't even really know where to start. Not many of them segue into each other. So I guess we'll just kick things off with, well, the first one that I have. And this is from people.com. I'm not typically a people reader. Because, I don't really consider that journalism. But this is from people.com. Dave Chappelle. You guys, the Dave Chappelle Show. You guys,
funny man.
Man. Excellent comedian. What I considered to be more of one of the anti-establishment comedians for many, many years. Super funny man. But Dave Chappelle will be requiring rapid COVID tests at his upcoming comedy shows.
It's probably not Dave Chappelle doing that.
Well, Dave Chappelle Incorporated?
Definitely. Someone trying to CYA.
It says the comedian will be performing two shows at Connecticut's Foxwood Resort and Casino in June. Dave Chappelle is taking safety precautions into consideration at his upcoming shows. The 47-year-old comedian will be performing at Connecticut's Foxwood Resort's casino for a couple of dates and will require all attendees to undergo a rapid COVID-19 test in addition to wearing masks and socially distancing within the venue.
Do you know what that test looks like? Like how it's physically administered? Is it one of those things that I've seen where they stick it way up into your nasal cavity?
I haven't seen one.
I'm not sure what the rapid test entails.
Right. I'd like to know the accuracy of it. Like how good are these things? Because I feel like a lot of false positives and false negatives come out of, you know, the non-rapid tests that get sent to a lab. So I can't imagine some guy who's going to, like, swab your nose at the door when you give him your ticket is going to be able to go, oh, yeah, you're totally clear. You're good to go.
Yeah, you and the other 5,000 people there.
Right, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a good way to cross-contaminate, too.
You can apparently get these at Walgreens and CVS,
okay,
according to a quick Google. I hate saying their name.
Googly search.
According to a quick web search.
Hey, there you go.
Yes. A gulag search. No, I'm sorry, a web search. Yes, that's right. If you just search this, over-the-counter rapid COVID testing in your hands, where you can go to get a rapid test, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of
data on that.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about how fun it probably is to try and go to a comedy show during this whole fiasco.
Okay, so you go online and you buy your ticket and you're all stoked. I'm going to go see Dave Chappelle's new comedy show, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to the venue. Now, maybe you've already got, like, your vaccine card because you've been vaccinated.
Ooh, maybe.
Or maybe you've already had the COVID and you've gotten over it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, apparently. Apparently, they're going to give you a rapid COVID test when you get to the venue, according to this article.
So do you think that people are going to be standing in line 6 feet from apart from each other? So instead of the line just going around the block, it goes around the next three blocks?
I don't know.
Considering the vast majority of people there are probably going to be white, I think they're all going to be socially distancing and being as scared as they possibly can be.
Do you know how they usually have, I don't know what they're called, they're the little like pillars, and then they have little straps to like make people go in like an S.
Yeah, like movie theaters. So
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think
barriers?
Yes. Do you think instead of that they'll be using those things to like keep the distance between people to measure it? No, oh, no, you got to back up a little bit there, buddy. You know, what about like families? Like, what if you bring, you know, your wife and your kids to the show and you're all standing together? Are they going to force you to all stand 6 feet apart?
Well, yeah. And are they going to do, are they going to allow max capacity inside the auditorium,
or
are you
going
to have to have space between each seat?
It sounds like they said, this article says, in addition to wearing masks and socially distancing within the venue. Now, I know nothing about this particular venue. It seems to be a casino of some type.
Yeah, Foxwoods, that's a pretty big casino.
I've been there.
Have you been there?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty big. You know, I feel like if it were me, I would just do shows, because first off, I get why you want, you know, it's COB, right? Cover your butt. Dave Chappelle wants to make money. It's really hard to do shows right now.
Yep.
If I was Dave Chappelle and I wanted to do shows, I would just go to Texas and Florida and places that don't have these mask mandates. So basically, just when you get your ticket, just say, come at your own risk. And just, you know, because you're going to have more fun that way. And then the people that aren't scared are going to come to your show instead of doing all this security theater and making it seem like it's a TSA inspection just to go see a comedy show.
There was a group of us. I don't know if you joined us, but when all of the
stuff. It was not flash mobbing.
First, when all this stuff first kicked in, comedian Jim Brewer came to New Hampshire.
I remember.
And did a what's known as a drive-in comedy concert, and so they had him on a stage, basically in a field. You had to like park. You basically got two parking spaces per car, and so you park your car, and then the rest of the space on one side was for your carload to get out and sit in lawn chairs, and they had like a big screen behind Jim Brewer, you know, so you could kind of see him from far away. It was lame. I mean, Jim Brewer was fantastically funny, but the whole entire experience was just super lame.
Oh.
You know, you couldn't, they had people patrolling the place. You couldn't go to the merch table without doing the social distance thing or wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. They had people patrolling the areas, making sure people weren't using the bathrooms without wearing a mask and stuff like that. It was super lame. Except for Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer was funny. Of course, he knows how to deliver a show.
Mm-hmm.
But in those circumstances, it was super dystopian, and I didn't like it at all. I'm surprised.
As I can tell.
Yeah. Other than Jim Brewer was fantastic. I mean, he's a really funny guy. I love his comedy.
I heard a little bit of his lead-in. He was doing an interview on a morning show, and he was certainly speaking his mind about how he thought all this was hooey.
Well, and you know, the irony was his show was sort of anti all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was like, what are we doing all this for anyway? Right? Something that, you know, you've got
like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, you got a 99% chance of recovering from most of you.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're over, like, you know, 70 and you've got some other things going on, you're probably going to survive just fine.
Right.
You know?
And that's probably what we need more of, is we need prominent voices that people that aren't typically political to begin with need to start making a statement about this stuff. Because it's just sad that everybody goes along with it in lockstep. And to be, you know, if we're just being real, the average American looks up to celebrities, which is really sad and pathetic on its own. But, you know,
it's designed that way.
It is. It is.
Well, the article continues, masks will be required at all times while in the venue. The event page reads, additionally, each ticket holder will receive a mandatory rapid COVID-19 antigen test prior to entering the venue. If COVID-19 is detected by the rapid test, that individual and all members of the same household will not be allowed to enter and will be given a refund.
Hmm.
So how much would that suck? Right, you spent your money, you're all stoked, you get, you know, whoever's in your household together, you all pile into a car, you drive down to the venue, you pay for parking,
yep.
And then you get into the venue and they do whatever they do, nasal swab, I don't know what it is they do for these rapid tests.
Right.
But, and then they go, oh, sorry, you tested positive.
Right. It's probably a false positive.
Yeah,
you know,
here's your money back.
Good chance.
You know, like, are they going to refund your parking, too?
Right, how far did you drive to go to that, too?
Yeah.
Say you came up from New York for it. Now,
how much gas did you spend? You know, are they going to pay for that, too?
Yep.
It seems like this could go very wrong in many different ways.
But the more you read this, I'm pretty sure that's Foxwoods imposing that stuff on him. So it really could be anybody there. And they got a lot of old folks there that they want to make sure don't keel over from this horrible thing.
The page also notes that guests who have received the COVID-19 vaccine are not exempt from the rapid test. 603-283-6160. Would you go to a comedy show or a concert under these circumstances?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the talk show known as Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Mush Mouth Mike.
And Tyler.
We've been talking about this article from People Magazine. Apparently, comedian Dave Chappelle will be doing some shows coming up in Connecticut's Foxwoods Resort. And they are going to require rapid COVID testing for everybody that shows up.
I want to make sure they're protecting all the old folks in there.
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, so there's a couple problems I have with this. Number one, Dave Chappelle, at least for most of his career, in my opinion, gave off some very anti-establishment vibes. Right? He was, you know, sort of a F the system. You know, we got to look at what's wrong, you know, internally, inside ourselves, with the system, how the system is screwing people, that kind of a thing. And so now for him to, well, I'm going to do some shows, and I'm going to subject you to some real sort of draconian, you know, medical invasion before you get to come see me be a funny man.
Right.
Just doesn't seem like the type of thing he would do.
Well, just like his Rick James impression and cocaine being a hell of a drug, then same thing as money. You know, people get addicted to it, and you do what you got to do for it. That's probably what he's doing.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I feel like a lot of comedians went online as a result of COVID. It's like they're doing podcasts and they're doing like vlogs and stuff because you can't go to a venue and justify it in this environment. If they just let people make their own decisions, it wouldn't be a problem. But, you know, like we were saying earlier, it's probably an insurance thing and he's probably just covering his butt and it's sad. But I can also see how, you know, you gotta make your money.
Well, Chappelle himself tested positive for the coronavirus earlier this year.
Okay.
His rep confirmed the news to People Magazine in January as Chappelle made the decision to cancel all of his upcoming shows in Austin, Texas following his positive diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
He had performed for what was the first of five scheduled shows the week prior to his positive test, and then apparently canceled the rest. His rep added that at the time the comedian had safely conducted socially distanced shows in Ohio since June of 2020, and he moved those shows to Austin during the winter. Chappelle implemented COVID-19 protocols, which included rapid testing for the audience and daily testing for himself and his team, assumably his tour crew and that kind of a thing. His diligent testing enabled him to immediately respond by quarantining, thus mitigating the spread of the virus, quote unquote. So,
well, I won't be going.
Yeah, I won't be going.
Sounds like a pain in the butt.
Either. In fact, would I go to another drive-in show? I don't think I would.
This doesn't seem worth it to you.
It was just too lame.
Yeah.
If the mask Nazis, maybe, you know, if like if you were able to have a beer and
yeah, maybe now that the Governor Flununu has lifted the statewide mandate and they had the drive-in concert, you could, you know, like you say, you know, walk around freely, free-faced, you know, go have a beer, get up to the merch table, buy a shirt, whatever, that kind of a thing.
I don't think the mandates even matter now. Like, yes, they've done away with them, but just recently being in states where they did away with the mandates and I heard about them not having mandates, the local businesses and the local municipalities are just as crazy.
Of course.
And I got ran out of quite a few stores. They won't even let you in. They don't care nothing about exemptions. They want you out of the store.
The social pressure's already there. You know, it's not just the municipalities anymore. It's just that people are so conditioned. It's been a year, and it doesn't seem like it's going away, especially because the vaccines don't seem to be working, right? I think Pfizer just said that you're going to have to get a third shot because two is not enough.
Yep. The Johnson & Johnson thing's on hold because some women got some blood clots for reasons.
One of them's giving people shingles, I heard.
Oh,
yeah, in England there were a couple cases, and in Israel people are getting herpes zoster from one of the vaccines.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's insane. And what is the point in getting it if you can't, if it doesn't do, you still have to wear a mask, you still have to social distance, you still have to play the game. There's no freedom from this.
Yeah, no, none at all. And in fact, New York has or is implementing the Vax Pass.
Mm-hmm. Right? So is Hawaii, right?
Yep, and a couple other places that I can't think of off the top of my head. And my question is still this, something that I've not seen addressed in any of the press at all regarding any of these Vax passports.
Mm-hmm.
What if a guy got the COVID,
mm-hmm.
suffered through it, and then got better? What does he do?
Checks a different box on there.
Does he have to get the shot?
I made it.
Does he have to get the shot?
You probably get an antibody test, right? But they're saying part of the thing they're saying is that even if you get COVID, you could get a different strain, so you're not protected. But it's like, then I ask, well, what strains are these vaccines covering?
Because right.
When you get a flu shot, right, it only covers
a dozen
or so strains of flu. You can still get the flu even with a flu vaccine.
Yep.
COVID's the same way. So it just, to me, it just all seems like nonsense.
Well,
I don't know what the goal is.
No, you're absolutely right, because all of, I'm going to say, traditional vaccine technology,
mm-hmm.
right, not including these mRNA vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So this would include the Johnson & Johnson version of the COVID vaccine because it's closer to the traditional vaccine where they just give you a little bit of, like, the dead virus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things are supposed to do is inject a little bit into your body so that your own personal immune system can begin to build up the defenses against these things.
Right.
That's all a vaccine does, period. All it does is it primes your existing immune system.
Right.
Right? So,
which is what happens when you get the disease. If you're not in a high-risk range, like if you're in your 20s or 30s or even your 40s, you should just get exposed to COVID, get it, and then you'll get the antibodies. That's how nature works, right? Our bodies do this naturally. The vaccine, like you said, is supposed to just be a weak, toned-down version that your body can easily fight, right? A lot of people get the vaccine, and they get sick from the vaccine. I had a friend. He's an ICU nurse. He told me that he got coronavirus, was, like, decommissioned, you know, on his couch, miserable for a week, and then a couple months later, he ended up getting the vaccine and said the vaccine was worse.
Really?
He said he was miserable for 3 days.
Duh.
Yeah, which is a shocker to nobody.
I had the COVID.
Yeah, so did I.
And it took me, as far as symptoms go, if you go and you read all the possible symptoms
mm-hmm.
that you can get, I had about half of them.
Okay.
And I would put it in like the top 20% of flu-like illnesses that I have had.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me pretty hard. I did sleep for about 3 days.
Okay.
Just to get up and hydrate and hit the john and climb back into bed.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of delirium there, here and there. I had the sweats and the chills. Big headache for a while.
Did you lose your taste?
I did. That was the telltale sign. But it wasn't until almost a week into it that I lost my sense of taste. And it wasn't until about a week after that I got it back.
Okay.
So, but all that being said, I never once thought I was going to die.
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah.
Survivor.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. fewer Americans are getting vaccinated against coronavirus. There's been an unprecedented drop in vaccinations over the past week, and the daily shots have slowed significantly for the first time since February. About 3 million Americans are getting vaccinated each day, which is an 11% drop in the 7-day average. The White House is promoting the 2-day climate change summit that's being hosted by President Biden. White House climate advisor Gina McCarthy telling reporters that transitioning to a green economy will reduce emissions while creating good new jobs.
Look, President Biden has always believed that tackling the climate crisis presents a valuable economic opportunity. And the fact is, creating jobs and tackling climate change go hand in hand.
Dozens of world leaders taking part in the event. USA Radio News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down dramatically for the second week in a row. Initial claims fell to 547,000 last week, 39,000 fewer than the week before. Claims are lower than they've been in more than a year before the coronavirus pandemic created havoc in the economy and forced many small businesses to shut down. More guest hosts are announced for Jeopardy!
The producers of the game show Jeopardy! Have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign push to get him involved with the show. A Change.org petition with over 240,000 signatures was submitted, lobbying for the Reading Rainbow host to receive a slot on the show. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
A talk radio show, and we talk
about stuff
while on the radio.
It's crazy.
Weird. We are called Free Talk Live, in case you haven't heard of us, if you're tuning in for the first time ever. If you have, thanks for tuning in again and listening. We are nationally syndicated. We're also streaming live online at a bunch of different places, including, I think we're on YouTube, we're on Twitch, we're on DLive, and of course, audio streams, LRN.FM. If you want a direct, just a regular audio stream, you can go there. And also a couple of satellite stations. So the idea was that we wanted this content because Free Talk Live is a live call-in show where we talk about things from the perspective of freedom. And so the idea of being on a satellite channel was so that other countries could literally start their own pirate radio station and rebroadcast freedom.
Arr.
Arr. Yes. A-E-I-R.
I was thinking of A-R-R-R.
The coin, yeah.
Yeah, the R coin.
I was just coin. I was just saying the pirate alphabet.
That's me shilling R. Buy some R, everybody.
Arr.
Not financial advice.
Yeah, I'm not a financial advisor. But I hear R is a up-and-coming privacy coin.
Yeah, true story.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, if you would like to join the conversation, you must dial, this is a U.S. area code, 603-283-6160. Again, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Speaking of coins, digital coins,
right,
or cryptocurrency,
yep,
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this insanely important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get all the latest headlines for the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com.
Yeah, Bitcoin I would also refer to as freedom money. You know, if you want to use something that's yours, then use it. And if you don't think it's freedom money, the people that were put in jail here, the Crypto Six.
Oh, indeed.
The 100% reason that happened, in my belief, is completely because it's related to Bitcoin. It doesn't have anything else to do with the other words they're putting on it. It's solely about their use of money.
Yep.
That's what I consider freedom money.
Yeah, they're claiming, you know, something like, and you can go on your magic rectangle in your pocket, listeners. You could pull that out and do a web search for indictment and then type in Ian Freeman after the word indictment and look at the actual charges that he is facing with regards to the raid that happened a little over a month ago. And it is all money transmission related, right? That is the phrase they use a money transmitter without a license and this type of a thing for just merely exchanging digital currency and respecting people's privacy.
Exchanging ideas.
While doing it.
That's all Bitcoin is. It's an idea. You can't touch it. Can't do anything.
Yeah, it's code. It's a language.
Yeah,
it's like music. Yeah.
Right.
It's like music. It's like if you gave me a dollar and I wrote you a song.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the dollar you can touch. But, I mean, literally, if you're outlawing something like Bitcoin, you can't touch it. You can't build a house out of it. You can't eat it. It is literally a thing we think about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So you're outlawing a thought when you tell me that I can't give you a certain amount of this thought based on some rule you make up.
Right, and furthermore, outlawing speech.
100%.
Code is speech.
Yeah,
right.
This is complete attack on freedom of speech and freedom of thinking. We are in 1984.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, we are. And speaking of Bitcoin.com, I have an article from them that I brought for show prep tonight. And you guys have heard that Tesla has decided to accept Bitcoin, BTC.
I didn't know that.
For any of their current vehicles that they're selling.
Yeah.
And they say that they won't convert that back into FRNs
why would they?
The dollar, quote unquote.
They're probably happy to take your Bitcoin.
They're very happy to take your Bitcoin and give you a car in exchange.
The Model 3 is like what? Good models, like 60 grand, I think?
I believe so, yeah.
That's good.
So about a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but that's going to be one of those things where, hey, how do you like my $4 million car?
Yeah.
Well, and so there hasn't been a whole lot of, like some people that I know and we know in the freedom community have maybe made a mention of this, but it hasn't been a big deal. We know that BTC, that's the original Bitcoin, that they have some very high transaction fees.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to transact in like $60,000 increments with Bitcoin, you're probably not worried about whatever it's going to be. The transaction fee is probably going to be $100 or something like that to do that transaction. You're probably not worried about it at that level. But if you're going to do like a $50 transaction in BTC and you got to pay a $25 fee to do that transaction, that is cost prohibitive. And so we all know or are aware that BCH, Bitcoin Cash, is sort of the cryptocurrency that was designed after Satoshi's vision to be more of a person-to-person exchangeable currency, and it doesn't suffer from these high fees. So Tesla decides to offer, hey, we're going to accept BTC, some people in the BCH community went, well, aren't you going to accept BCH too?
Mm-hmm.
And so one man apparently has offered to buy 111 Tesla Model 3s if Elon Musk's company accepts Bitcoin Cash for payments.
Whoa.
111.
That's a lot of crypto.
I don't know how he arrove. I'm making up words. How he did arrive at 111 Tesla Model 3s as like, why wasn't it 100 or 110 or 100? Why was
might
it 111?
Might be literally as much Bitcoin Cash as he has.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
I hope not.
Right? I mean, if you're going to do that, you probably have a lot
wouldn't
more.
Wouldn't go broke
around
on a bunch of Teslas.
Yeah.
Those are going to be some really expensive cars.
I would think that
years.
That would be his, like, pocket change or something. Right? Well, he's been a miner since the olden days.
The thing about Teslas and other electric cars, too, is that their value is supposed to maintain better than a traditional car because all you got to do is swap the battery out, and the chassis and the frame and all of that can last forever.
Yeah, I'm told they're going well over 300,000 miles and still going strong.
Yeah.
At least the early ones, anyway. On April 20th, a video, this is from Bitcoin.com, on April 20th, a video stemming from the YouTube channel called firstmil.com, that's 1STMIL.com, has the Bitcoin Cash community talking. The host of the channel, sitting in a Tesla dealership parking lot, explains in his recent video that if Elon Musk gets Tesla to accept Bitcoin Cash directly for cars, he plans to commit to purchasing 111 Tesla Model 3s.
That's a publicly traded company now, right?
Tesla?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll do whatever the shareholders tell them to do.
Right, right.
That's the way that works. That's why it was kind of neat seeing him smoke joints on Joe Rogan and drink whiskey. I don't think they like that too much, though.
You know, as much as a fan as I am of sort of the rebellious people in the world, I don't find Tesla to be one of them. I'm in the minority, I think, there, because I know a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, Tesla, man, he's my hero. He's my, you know, Elon Musk, thank you. I'm not a huge fan of Elon when it comes to that stuff. I see him, I think, for what he is, which is he's the sales guy for Tesla.
I'm kind of hoping he's sort of one of us, or maybe what I would even call like what I've heard called a gut libertarian recently.
A gut libertarian?
Yeah, like they sort of know it, but maybe they're not completely there yet.
I like that.
If you could buy a Tesla with Bitcoin Cash, would you?
Yes.
603. I'm asking the listeners.
Oh, okay.
603-283-6160. Let us know.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you for tuning in. This radio program is called Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bushmouth Mac.
And Tyler.
We've been talking a little bit about this article from Bitcoin.com, where previously on Free Talk Live, we talked about that Tesla will accept BTC, that's regular Bitcoin, or OG Bitcoin, if you will, for in exchange for buying a Tesla car.
Have you checked their website out? Do they actually have a pay in BTC button?
I was on the website today looking to see if they had BCH, but I didn't get to any area where it was like buy now. Like you could just like go ahead and pay for it and arrange delivery.
All right.
Like I didn't get that far. I didn't spend that much time on it, but I did go there.
Yeah, a quick goggles of it would probably tell you.
You got laptop like, right here.
Yeah, let's all right. So we'll find it. Bitcoin.
Make it happen, Captain. Oh wait, I'm the captain.
See if we can't find a link.
So, not too long ago, Tesla electric car manufacturer announced accepting BTC for payments and also mentioned that the coins would not be sold for fiat currency. For your listeners out there, F-I-A-T, that's fiat.
They are going to hold on.
Fiat currency
war dollars.
Is known as the USD, United
Blood
States
money.
Dollars. Right? Us libertarian types, anarchists, voluntarists, we know that as war money, blood money, just to name a few things that it actually funds. It's ironic that the people in government think that things like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are funding criminal activity when it is indeed the United States dollar that funds more crime than any other currency on planet Earth. But you could just go ahead and ignore that.
Yeah, the government does a lot of things. I mean, I just saw today that the U.S. military is the number one polluter on planet Earth. Yeah. By a long shot.
So we actually
more than some
covered
countries.
That. We actually covered that more than a year ago.
Oh, really?
I did a bit here on Free Talk Live about the government being the largest polluter,
mm-hmm.
and then that has circled back around now since. You know, it's like it's a lefty-leaning, you know, Democrats in office kind of thing, and they're all worried about the environment. So,
yep.
So that article has, like, come back and been renewed. I've seen that it's updated. It's got new stats and all that kind of stuff. So it's certainly something to pay attention to. And, yes, indeed, they have been and continue to be the world's largest source of pollution.
Yeah, and that's not changing anytime soon. You know,
nope.
Trying to get the army to go green is next to impossible. Tanks don't run on electricity.
Solar-powered tank.
That's yeah,
on
right.
Just recently, the host of YouTube channel FirstMill.com claims he will buy 111 Tesla Model 3 cars if Tesla agrees to accept Bitcoin Cash. So in addition to BTC, they're not even asking them to not accept BTC. They're just saying, hey, accept BCH in addition.
Right.
Which shouldn't be too hard for a company like Tesla to do.
But then it starts to snowball because then you're going to have other people saying, like, why won't you accept XRP? Why won't you accept any
Monero,
these other altcoins?
Well, they can. There are some apps out there that allow people to do just that.
Oh, they'll never accept Monero or any other altcoin that, like, protects your identity. Because, you know, the thing is it's not that rebellious for Tesla to be accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin is starting to go mainstream,
yes.
Right? PayPal accepts it. JP Morgan's bought a bunch of it. There's other banks that bought a bunch of it. They're trying to get a grapple on
it. Time Magazine has gotten into it.
Yeah, they're trying to get a grapple on it. And it's just like the stock market, right? Like, 10% of the American population in the form of investment firms owns 90% of the stocks.
Right.
So, like, market manipulation by investment firms is a real thing because
yep.
they when you own the majority of something, you get to control
whales and cryptocurrency
exactly.
are the equivalent to that, except in the crypto realm.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. The establishment would love to be the whales in that situation. You know, if you can't beat them, join them. And that's kind of the – we were talking about this last week, and I was saying that, you know, pretty soon you're going to start hearing about – dirty and clean crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be clean crypto being the crypto that you buy on PayPal that they know where it's from and they can track it and it's always know your customer all the way down the chain. And then there's going to be that Bitcoin that are sitting on people's hard drives, you know, that have been in their closets since, you know, 2010 that they're like, oh, you know, I'm going to go do something with this. And then no one knows where it came from. That could have been used in human trafficking or drug dealing or whatever. And they're going to make that Bitcoin. They're going to find a way. They're going to try to make that Bitcoin worthless.
It's not going to happen. I mean, it may occur, but there's always going to be the ability to exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that as long as they actually keep the cryptocurrency portion, right, the actual blockchain involved. You folks, you listeners out there, and we've already been starting to hear about digital currencies. It's very easy for you to think that Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Monero and Ethereum are digital currencies. They're not. They're blockchain currencies.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the United States dollar is already a digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
There is not enough physical ones, tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds, whatever, in circulation or in production even to equal the amount of dollars that are in circulation.
Right.
So that's why banks get afraid of, like, a bank run. So the USD is already a digital currency. When you go to a bank and you get a loan and you sign the paperwork, they just add some digital zeros to your bank account.
Right.
Right. And yep. They produce that money basically out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you've got that amount of money. You go buy your house or whatever, and now you've got to pay the bank back plus interest.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's how they create money. It's already a digital currency. So you have to be very careful with your terminology. Now,
sounds like some fractional reserve we're talking about there.
Definitely. So Bitcoin is money for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Something like Libra, right, is, we'll call it money for the corporations. And then the USD, of course, is money for governments. Right?
Libra, we're talking about Facebook coin.
Right.
Yeah, or another good example is XRP, Ripple, right?
Yes.
Like, that's used for bank-to-bank transfers, and the normal people can own it, but it's definitely built, or it was definitely designed with the banks in mind.
Right. Now, the thing is that you can exchange, right now, any of those for the other,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, you have to find a willing party. you know, or an app that's able to do so. If you can find an app that doesn't make you give your identification, all the better. But a person-to-person exchange for any of these is always possible. Mm-hmm. If you have XRP and you've got some Libra, I don't think Libra's even, like, on the market yet. I'm just using it as an example.
Never going to happen.
Just saying that.
No, I mean, I got Libra.
Hypothetically, you know, you've got some XRP, you've got some Libra, and I've got some Bitcoin. Well, we could do a trade where I end up with some XRP, and you end up with some Bitcoin, and you end up with the Libra.
That would be a terrible trade. Never trade your Bitcoin away for XRP.
I'm not saying this is a good example.
I'm actually a fan of XRP. It's gone up quite a bit lately.
You're a Ripple fan, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing, man. Like, I am all for decentralized currency. I'm all for currency of the people.
Yeah.
But also, you got to hedge your bets, right? And if the banks like it, it's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Well, as an investment, that makes sense.
Yeah. Right? And, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm
looking to make some money. Or
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, this host of firstmill.com said that he's committed to purchasing 111 Tesla cars if Elon Musk can get Tesla to accept Bitcoin Cash for payments. He filmed himself at a Tesla dealership parking lot and shows a wallet on his smartphone loaded with BCH that can purchase up to 3 Tesla Model 3 cars. So $150,000 or something like that, mm-hmm. He shows on his YouTube channel. Quote, as you see, I'm back at Tesla again, the firstmill.com host said. They don't know that I'm here, and I want to make this a surprise for all the Tesla people as well, particularly Elon Musk. As a special celebration of 10x in Bitcoin Cash, me and a friend of mine, who's a big promoter of Bitcoin Cash, came up with great ideas about how to get Elon Musk to accept Bitcoin Cash for payments. Many Bitcoin Cash holders have a lot of money and want to spend it. The firstmill.com host also explained how Tesla accepting Bitcoin for payments and the company is not transferring the funds into fiat. We've covered that. It's my suggestion, the YouTuber notes, not just me, but many other Bitcoin Cash holders who have a lot of money. We do want to spend it. Let me just make a commitment, Elon. If you're going to accept Bitcoin Cash as a payment, my phone to your phone or to Tesla's phone, then I hereby am officially committing to buy 111 Tesla Model 3s. Yes, you heard me right. 111 Tesla Model 3s.
I don't see it happening.
You just said it was. It's on the internet.
Bitcoin Cash. I'm talking about Bitcoin Cash. He'll accept Bitcoin because Elon's just the face, right? It's the board of executives or whatever that run the company. They looked at Bitcoin. They were like, this is going to work. So they accepted it.
Coming up next hour, Signal CEO hacked a piece of software. We'll find out what it is. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.